I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Eradicating excuses can be a liberating experience. The problems may remain the same, but your attitude about them changes. Because you are not in it by yourself, you have learned to partner with God. There's a story that's often told about a new preacher in town visiting their rural congregation. The preacher pulled up to the first farm and noticed the gleaming farmhouse with finely constructed buildings, surrounded by miles and miles of fencing that appeared to be weather-worn and had gone without paint for a long time. The only excuse the farmer could offer was that it was a family-run farm, and whenever family members argued, well, they took their frustrations out on the fencing. At the second farm, the pastor saw fields that were well-kept, but the cattle looked underfed. Well, the farmer knew that the preacher did not know that he had been in the hospital and there had been a drought going on, so the farmer offered this excuse. He couldn't take care of both the fields and the cattle in his condition, so he decided to take care of the fields. At the third farm, there were acres of orchards and beautiful mature apple and peach trees. The leaves were bright, the fruit was ripe, and the limbs were laden with fruit waiting to be picked. When the pastor inquired, the farmer offered this excuse. He suffers from bouts of oppression as a result of his childhood, and sometimes it's just hard getting things going. So the trees stood with their fruit rotting on the limbs. At the fourth farm, the preacher saw immaculate buildings, freshly painted fences. The herds of cattle were healthy. There were impressive fields. The peach and apple trees were laden with fruit, and the workers were climbing up and down, busily bringing down boxes of ripe fruit. And so the pastor inquired how the farmer was doing, and the farmer said, "I trust God to supply all my needs." The farmer knew that the preacher did not know he had a lousy childhood, or that his family, who ran the farm, had been feuding every day, all day, and he had had surgery the previous month, and a drought nearly killed all of his cattle. He simply said, "I trust God to supply all my needs." Three of the farmers offered excuses to justify poor performance, but the fourth farmer was just grateful for what he had, and he did what he could with what he had. He partnered with God to live beyond his excuses. Remember now, eradicating excuses is a liberating experience. The problems may remain the same, but your attitude about them changes because you've learned you're not in it by yourself. You're partnering with God. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Here's your assignment today. Partner with God and live beyond your excuses.